Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Bava Kama Daf Yod Tet Amud Bet at the second Mishnah in the second Perek. And just as the first Mishnah picked up off of Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalad when it mentioned that Haregel Mu'edet Lachol Lishaber Derech Hilucha, now we have the Mishnah stating HaKitzar HaShein Mu'edet. HaShein Mu'edet Lachol Tara'uila. So Lachol Tara'uila. Habehema mu'edet lechol pirot v'yarkot. In the first Gemara, we already analyzed why it says shein and behema, that shein's a reference to shein chaya. Behema mu'edet lechol pirot v'yarkot. Animals will typically eat fruit. Achlaksut okidim, let's say it ate clothing or vessels. Mishalim chatzi nezek. So that's mishunet. Now, b'medvar mamurim b'rshut hanizak. All of this is true only b'rshut hanizak, as we've seen in first parak, that shein is only chaya b'rshut hanizak. Shut rabim patur. Now the question is, does that apply to ksut and kelim also? And that's something that we will see towards the end of this podcast, whether or not if the animal eats clothing up that's in Rishut HaRabim, is it patur because it's really a subset of shein, or is it chayav because it's mishuna and therefore really a subset of karen in a way? Now, v'im nehanet mishalemet mashenanet. In any case, if an animal gets benefit, you have to pay for the benefit as opposed to the payment for the nezek. We'll see details of that in the next podcast. All right, and so there we'll skip this piece of the Mishnah, which we'll go back to in the next podcast. Tana Rabbanan, Hashem Mu'edet Lachol Tara'uila, Kitzad. So here we have a Braita that explicates this, including a passage that we analyzed a couple podcasts ago in our analysis of the first Mishnah. Be'mash Nichasa L'chatzer Nizak, if an animal goes into the courtyard of the Nizak, or the courtyard of the Nizak, Ve'achla Ochlin Aru'in La, V'shatam Ashkin Aru'in La, and eats food that's fit for it, as whatever kind of animal it is, or drinks things that are appropriate for it, liquids that are appropriate for it, Shalem Nezek Shalem pays full. V'chein Chayash Nechasa L'chatzer Nizak, this we saw earlier, if a wild animal goes into the chatzer, V'tarfa Behema V'achla Basar, and it killed an animal, and then it ate its meat, Meshalem Nezek Shalem. In the first parak, we suggested that, in the first Mishnah, analysis of the first Mishnah, we suggested this might refer to if it killed it in order to kill it, and then later change its mind to eat. But in any case, we saw this was presented here as a tolda of Shein. Uparasha achlas sa'orin, a cow that normally eats grass, if it ate barley, or chamorsha achal karshinan, a donkey that ate some sort of a kind of grass that's not its normal food, v'kelev shedekeket hashemen, or a dog licked some oil, chazir shachal chatichah shabasar, pigs are not normally carnivores, but if it ate some meat, mishalim nezek shalim, he still pays full. We'll take a look what that means. Amar papa hashtad amar kol midi delav orche v'achol eyadei adchak shmei achila. Now that you've established that anytime an animal eats something that's not usually its kind of food, but eats it because it's forced to, meaning there's nothing else there. So a cow eating barley, it will eat it, but it's not its normal food. So we call that achila. So hayshura da'achal tamari, if a cat ate dates, v'chamra da'achal binita, these are things that don't normally eat. Mishalim nezek shalim. Okay, good. It's nezek shalim. Now hear a story. Ahu chamra da'achal nahama upalse lasala. It was a donkey that ate bread and busted up the basket that it was in. Chive Rav Yehuda l'shalim nezek shalim anahama. Rav Yehuda ordered that the owners have to pay full nezek for the bread, v'asala chatzi nezek, and half nezek for the basket. V'yamai kevin to orchel mechal nahama, since it normally eats bread. Orche nam the flusei sala, so it normally will also bust apart the basket to get to the bread, and that's part of its eating the bread. The answer is to achal v'hadar palis. It ate it and then ripped apart the basket after it had already eaten. So then it's in the category of nezek, of kerem. Now, upat orche hu, is it really right? You started with an assumption that it's usual for a donkey to eat bread. Or minhu, achla patu vasar v'tavshil, if it, we don't know what it is, it's a kind of animal of some sort, ate bread or meat or cooked item, mashal and chatzi nezek. That's half nezek because that's not ra'ui. So my la b'behema, aren't we talking about an animal, meaning a chamor? So, lo, b'chaya. We're talking about a wild animal. Chaya, basar, orchet, who? What are you talking about? A wild animal certainly eats meat. Many of them are carnivores. The answer is dematvi. Here we're talking about meat that's roasted. V'bayitema b'tavior. We could be talking specifically about a deer, which is an herbivore. V'bayitema li'olam b'behema. We could go back to behema. Uviv Torah, we're talking about it eating off of a table. That's unusual. But stam, to eat bread or meat, that would not be unusual. Here we hear a story. Ahu barcha, there was a goat, tachaza lifta apuma dadana. It saw some turnips on top of a basket. Sarich Salik, it climbed up. Achla lo lifta, it ate the turnips. V'tavre ledan, it broke the jar. Chive Rava lifta v'adana nezek shalim. Rava ordered that the owner pay full damage for both. My Tama, what's the reason? Kevan de urchel mechal lifta, since it's normally accustomed to eating the turnips. Orche nami lisurchel mesalik. Therefore, it's also considered derech to climb up. Amar Ilfa, now Ilfa makes a general statement. Behema reshut harabim, upashtat savarav yachla mi'al gabei chaverta. If you have an animal in reshut harabim, and it leans its neck over and eats from on top of another animal, also in reshut harabim, chayevet, my time, why? Gabei chaverta kachatzar nizak dami, because relative to the other animal, this animal that's got something on its back is like chatzar nizak, it's the private domain of the owner who's carrying a load, and this animal reached over and ate. So perhaps this supports that ruling. Haytaku patomuf shalat lachorav. If somebody had his basket over his back with food, upashtat savarav yachlam imenu, when an animal reached over with its neck and ate from there, chayavet. It's chayav. Alright, so we assume that means again that you could have sort of a moving chatzar hanizak in the reshut harabim if you have it on your back or in a basket. The answer is no. Could amarava be kofetzit? No, that's a case of kofetzit where the animal really jumped to get it, and therefore it's clearly meshuna, and therefore yichayv b'reshut harabim. By the way, it'd be chatzi nezek. So hachanam be kofetzit. So we'll say here also be kofetzit. The question is, where did Rava originally say kofetzit? As an answer that we're dragging it over to here. Hechit madu Rava. Ahadam Rava Shaya. He said it as a comment on this statement of Rava Shaya. Be'ma b'reshut harabim. Halchav yachla p'turah. If it walked and it ate, so patur, amdav yachla chayavet. But if it stood still and ate, then it's chayav. So maishna halcha, why is walking patur? Can the shutar abim, it's regular shein, to orchehu. That's what it normally does. It walks and it eats. Amda nami orchehu, it also stops and eats. What are you talking about? So amarava kofetzit, Rava meant it stood still and jumped up and ate something. That's mishuna, and therefore it's chayav. So rabbi, rabbi zeira, mit galgel mahu. What if the food was rolling? Hechidami, kegon de kaima amir b'shut ha'yachid v'kama mit galgel v'atu b'shut ha'yachid v'shut ha'abim, saying you had a stalk in b'shut ha'yachid and it rolled into b'shut ha'abim. So my, what's the halacha? So toshman tan rabbi chiyah, masui miktzato b'fim, miktzato b'chutz, if you have a load that's partially inside, partially outside of b'shut ha'yachid v'shut ha'abim, achla b'fim chayavet, if it ate inside chayav, achla b'chutz p'tura, if it ate outside it's patur b'shut ha'abim. So my loving galgel vati, aren't we talking about that it's rolling and it depends really where you ate it? So lo, ema achla al mashe bifnim chayevet, al mashe b'chutz p'tura. What it means like this is if it ate it off of something that was inside, meaning it was in both places, if it ate it off of the place that was inside, then chayav, off of the place outside, it's p'tura. Meaning it's not something that's rolling, but rather it's stretched over both parts of the, both bound, to stretch over the boundary as it were. So it depends really what part of it ate. You could answer also Kikamar of Chia Rabbi Chia, that Bathalacha was referring to a Ptila da Afsatsata, a very long stalk that reaches from Rishut Yachid into Rishut Rabim. So it depends really what part you ate, which is kind of the same thing. Everyone.
The Mishnah stated Achlak Sut O Kelim, and then it says you pay Chatzinezek. And then afterwards it said that all of this is Rishut Hanizak, Rishut Rabim Patur. Now, the question is that tour, that exemption for eating Rishut Rabim apply to all of it or not? Amarav Akulu, it applies to all of them, including Suta Kelim, Maitama, but its reason, there's two different reasons, meaning if it ate fruit, that's because Shein is part of Rishut Rabim. If it ate stuff like Kelim, there's a different reason. Kola Mishana Uva Acher Rishinabo, anyone who does things in a strange way, and then another one is Mazik in a strange way, Patur, the second one is Patur, because the first one setting up is strange. Somebody leaving clothes in Rishut Harabim is strange, so therefore the animal coming and eating clothes, which is Mishuna, is Patur. Shmuel Amar, Lo Shanu Ela Perot V'Rakot. Shmuel disagrees and says the exemption of Rishut Harabim is only Perot V'Rakot. Aba Ksut V'Kelim Chayavet. Ksut and Kelim, Yichayev, and we would assume Yichayev Chatzinezek. And the reason is because Mishuna. And it seems that he rejects Rav's reasoning. That may not be the case. V'chein amar Rish Lakish, akulu. V'chein means like Rav. Rish Lakish also said that the exemption applies to all of them. V'yaz Rish Lakish l'tamen. Rish Lakish being consistent with his own reasoning. D'amar Rish Lakish, shtei parot v'reshut harabim. Achat revutza v'achat malachet. There are two cows in reshut harabim. One is lying down, the other one's walking. But now, lying down reshut harabim itself is mishuna. So watch this. Batame halachet parvutza p'tura. If the one walking kicked the one lying down, then it's patur. So that means somebody who's mishane, in other words, had his cow lie down reshut harabim, the other one who's mazik is patur. Revutzabim halachet chayavet. But if the one lying down kicked the one walking, then it's chayavet. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lo Shanu El Perot V'Yarkot. Rabbi Yochanan, going back to our Mishnah, says that the exemption only applies to Perot V'Yarkot, just like Shmuel. Habaksut V'Kelim Chayevet. So Lame Rabbi Yochanan, Lately Rosh Lakish, Afilu V'Shtei Perot. Does that mean Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish disagree about the Shtei Perot? And would say that even if the walking cow hit the lying down cow, he'd be Chayav? So, Lo, he accepts the principle. Liolam Itlei, which means, by the way, Shmuel may accept the principle also. Sometimes people leave their clothes or their kelim out in the street. But for an animal to lie down in the middle of the street, that is odd. So in other words, he accepts the principle, he just doesn't accept the application. And indeed, Shmuel may be of the same mind. And therefore, he would say that it's not odd to leave clothes in the Rishut HaRabim. And therefore, you would still be considered... it's a regular strange nezek for the animal to eat it, and therefore he's chayav.